following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going there? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Here in Studio A. Hope it's going well for you. It's an anniversary. I just saw this. How did I miss this? It's an anniversary of this show. We've been on for, I don't know, where's my calculator at? I can tell you. Because this one, I guess, this one will probably fit right in line with that, because yeah, I think it is. So let's see here. Because over, we've got what, currently there's 208, this is 209. Let's see here, 4 years. We've been on for 4 years. Wow, this show is 4 years old. Ain't that something? how have we done this for 4 years? And where are we? What are we doing? I kid. It's been a great 4 years. We've been having a lot of fun over the time here, and now that we've transitioned this thing over to, I guess it's current incarnation, which is really kind of it's on demand stuff that we've done over at Radio Memphis. So I mean, if you haven't heard it there, this is where, I guess, where you can hear it. But we're sprinkling in some other stuff too to kind of wean ourselves off of some of that as well. So there'll be some stuff that's exclusive specifically to this show. In fact, one such thing that we're working on now, and I don't think I'll have any trouble getting this together, our friend Spud Goodman. Spud is a cat who's got a show called The Spud Goodman Show, and it airs on Radio Memphis Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Central. And it's neat. It's a talk show interview type thing. He's got some celebrities. He's got some scripted stuff. It's a lot of fun. So it's an hour-long show, and you can catch it Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Central, at radio-memphis.com. And you can tune in and enjoy it. It's some, you know, something to do on a Wednesday night when ain't nothing else on. It's only an hour long. You know, hey, it's good. It's a good time is what that is. So we're just, you know, doing new things.
I thought you said you'd never have pre-recorded programming, bro.
Well, about that, we do this in the late night hours for a couple of reasons. One of which is it just makes things, it just gives a little more variety for our audience, and second of all, it's very consistent with what Radio Memphis really is about. I mean, we're very picky about these shows, and it's a weekly thing. It's not a nightly thing. And these are independent producers and stuff like that, most of which is being produced by us. Spud's show, no, we don't produce it. It's strictly their production. But that's just it. You know, that's the whole thing there. So, we've got some more of this stuff coming. I would say, for the most part, the rest of it's going to be all produced by Pirate Radio Studios. You know, we just wanted to jump in on Spud. Well, they approached us, and they wanted to know if we would be interested in running the show. And Spud's been around a long time. It turns out Spud's a fan. So, you know, why not? It works. It'll be fun. And he's also playing some independent music out of from his area out of there, the Seattle Tacoma area, and he's got some artists up in the Northwest. And one of the stations that he's on is, I know, the PD over there. He's there. It's all great. It's good. It'll be fine. Quit picking on me. We're doing our best, man. We're trying to survive like everybody else. You know. Such as it is. All right, now look, we got a lot to get into on this program, because this is a really cool. This did happen at Radio Memphis. It was recorded at on the Booze and Blues show. Jeff and I had Vince Johnson and the Plantation All Stars in there, and this is a fantastic show. It's really big. It's a lot of fun. Vince had a stroke, and he talks about it very interestingly. It's fun. And the band plays. So you're going to get some live music, into some conversation. We have a big old time in the studio. So we'll get into that. That's coming up next right here from Radioland.
Keep calm and haunt on with Historical Haunts, Memphis Haunted Tour Company. Ancient burial mounds, yellow fever, maritime disasters, Victorian murders, and ghost stories are all a part of the Memphis dark history. Join Historical Haunts for a spirited night out on the Haunted Memphis Bus Tour, Haunted Pub Crawl, the Woodruff Fontaine House Ghost Tour, or one of our other spooky tours and events. Check out our website for all of the exciting ghost tours and ghost haunts at historicalhauntsmemphis.com.
Sitting here with I guess really he's more of a member of our family than anything else, but Mr. Vince Johnson is sitting there over at the end of the table. Good to see you, Vince. You're looking. Wait, where's the sound at?
Yeah. I don't,
what the?
Hello.
Oh,
there he is.
Is he? No, he's not. Tap on that mic there. Really. There you are. There you go. We just got to get you up on it there. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. You're looking good. You feel? I know you had a little bit of a health thing there for a bit, but you seem to be.
4 months ago, I had a stroke.
Oh God. Just so casual about it. Just had a stroke.
Yeah, I found out about it. Like we all find out things these days, which was on Facebook. Ashley Bishop put a thing up.
Yeah, he did.
And wow, I was. You know what? I actually.
That's scary stuff, man.
Yeah.
More scary for me than anybody else.
Was there something it just happened?
I was. We had just finished playing at Blues Hall on Beale Street, and I reached to unplug my equipment, and I couldn't move my left arm. It wouldn't go there.
Oh man.
It was like. It wouldn't go any further. And I couldn't get the left leg off the floor. Yeah.
And you're thinking, what, did I pinch a nerve or something?
I thought, hey, it just happened, you know?
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to be okay. Yeah, but went to the hospital, they said, you had a stroke, fool.
That was the language they used in his, you had a stroke, fool.
but at least they caught it right away. That's a good thing,
but
right?
My doctor, my primary doctor told me, he said, he talks to me real crazy. He said, you know, you could have died. I said, you know, it's the medicine you gave me. You're trying to kill me.
You're trying to kill me.
He said, you had a stroke, fool. Go to the hospital.
Go to the hospital.
So that's where I was.
Well,
you were out pretty quick though, right?
I was out in 5 days.
Yeah.
I was out in 5 days. And,
That was overnight or anything, but I mean, it just, no, yeah.
5 days is good for a stroke.
Yeah, victim, you know? Yeah.
And I got out 5 days, and I was calling my musicians, friends, and the guys that play with me. I said, look, we're playing Wednesday night. I got out on Tuesday. Wednesday night, I was at Rum Boogie playing.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's a pro right there, that's see.
Real deal Beal right there.
Well,
and it
yeah.
was like, aren't you... Didn't you just have a stroke? Yes, I did, but I'm here to work. I've got to go do my job.
I'm here to play, fool.
I'm here to play, fool.
Even a stroke won't set back Vince. Oh, no. No, but you're looking good. You're feeling all right, I guess.
Here's
process.
The crazy thing. Right after that, I was on the road to Junction City, Kansas.
Oh, my God.
I went to Junction City, Kansas and played one night. And then I came back to Memphis, and we played. I opened with Mississippi Bigfoot down in the King Biscuit.
Yeah,
yeah,
I opened that. We were the first band on stage.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you. It felt like you bounced back really, really.
And I was like, I gotta do what I do. You know.
So was it? Was it? Pretty quick getting back into the saddle,
well,
or
first the thing is about the stroke that I had is I couldn't move my left side, but they worked with me, and when I came out of the hospital, I had physical therapy and occupational therapy,
right.
And all that, and it worked out to where I felt
get you
I
moving again
myself
and
myself going.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know it takes a. Takes a couple of years to fully recover from something like that.
Yes, it does.
Typically, from what I understand, yeah. But you seem like you're ahead of the game. You're doing good.
I'm not backflipping yet, but I'm getting
it. Be flipping downville again before long.
That's right.
Yeah.
I will. That's right.
Well, no, and it's awesome. I thank you for coming down tonight. We always love having you around because you guys are so damn good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
And we got a new CD coming up soon. We're working on it.
Oh, good.
We got some new music. I've written. Maybe 8 more songs. The last CD is all original stuff, and one of the young guys that was with us, he moved back to Kansas City. Cleveland, but Danny Wilson,
yeah, Danny.
Great friend,
yeah.
But he moved back to Cleveland, and but I've got Mr. Chris Pitts with us tonight, and he's a great guitar player, and so we've written some new stuff, and we're working on it to get it back in the studio so we can. get you guys to hear some more stuff.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah, we're going to have a fun time tonight here. Mm-hmm. The guys are over in the other studio kind of getting their pregame on.
Right, so. The game faces on.
Yeah, I guess so. But, one of our biggest award winners is in here now, Mr. Vince Johnson and the Plantation All-Stars in the studio. And,
yes.
We were talking a little while ago about your stroke, and it didn't affect your plan, didn't affect your speech. You're still working and writing and singing and playing.
Well, I went to work the day after I got out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I got out on a Tuesday, and we played Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And they were surprised to see me there. Like, why are you here? I got to go to work.
I got to go to work, fool.
Work. What the hell else am I going to do?
You want to lay around the house and watch TV? Nah.
Now,
some music.
So when you realized all this had happened, did you just reach for the harp just to make sure? Did you just pick it up and I got to play
when
this
I
thing?
I got home that Tuesday. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I knew that, but I was singing at the hospital. So,
you knew it all worked. Yeah. So it's all much to Alan's dismay. He's your brother, I know, but you can't stand him.
Alan would keep telling me, "Stay down, fool, stay down."
No, get up and go to work, for God's sake. Yeah. That's what's, you know, if it's in you, it's got to come out, they say.
Yeah.
And, well, speaking of which, let's jump on into something. You see, you got a new album that's coming out, new record, and you're gonna do a cut off of that.
I will do one off of it. I'm gonna do a bunch of them because I don't want everybody to have my stuff.
No. We won't let that happen.
No. Bootleg it right here at Radio Memphis.
No, don't do that.
Whole album.
Don't record nothing. No.
We're gonna do some of the other CD.
There you go.
Sitting by the Water is the song. Is
the love this song.
No, we're not gonna do that song, but we're gonna do a song off of the CD.
Well, I love that album.
You love that.
Nice going, Jeff.
We're gonna do a song off of the CD called "Jug Joint Behind My House."
Johnson.
Yeah.
And the Plantation All-Stars here in the studios this evening. Sounding good, man. Sounding. It sounds like you guys spend a lot of time rehearsing, but I know you're just working a lot.
That's all it is.
That's all. It's the best rehearsal is up on stage.
Is it going to rehearsal for what? I'm already working.
Now, you brought a new guitar player with you tonight. We've not met this gentleman before.
I've known this young man since he's like 17 years old. This young man by the name of Chris Pitts.
So you've known him for like 3 weeks. He's a very young gentleman.
Yeah, Chris sounds good, man. Are you related to any of the Pitts family that works out of Royal Studios? Skip and them?
Well, me and Skip sat down one day and we talked.
Yeah.
I told him, you know, he looked just like my baby, my dad's baby sister.
Yeah.
They really favored, you know. But mostly, me and his family, my dad told me I had other family in Arkansas and Mississippi.
Yeah.
He was a family in Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
In Arkansas,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it shows.
Chris,
when I first brought Chris this one on Bill Street.
Yeah.
That's where I met Skip.
And Skip
was there.
Was my friend.
Yeah.
Skip was my friend playing at Brum Boogie.
Yeah.
And I said, Chris, you need to see this guy. Because his last name is Pitts. So,
you might know him.
You might know who he is. Y'all might be related.
And lo and behold.
They are.
Well, it sounds good, man. Sounds real good.
What kind of guitar is this you're holding there? That looks like something very special. That is a beautiful guitar.
It's gorgeous.
Is this the back of the whole neck? What is it made? Is that all flame maple? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sick is a good way to put it. That's wonderful. Beautiful. Yeah, that's gorgeous.
He stole it.
I got this from Brad
Webb,
man.
Ah,
Brad Webb, yeah.
Okay. Like I said,
he stole it.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it, Brad.
Now the truth has come out.
Brad stole it.
Brad stole it. You stole it.
Yeah, Brad stole it. I ain't lying.
Well, you know. it's gorgeous, man. What do you want to do, Vince?
Hey, let's do Take It Easy. This is going to be on a new CD called Take It Easy.
All right. Hey, nobody need to be recording this now.
If you record this?
Yeah, we're going to come get you.
I'll see you later.
We'll send Alan by with some cookies. Yeah.
Chitty chitty
bang bang.
I do have an entertainment lawyer.
That's good.
If I steal
yes.
it, I got you.
Yeah, we got
if
you.
If I hear it on the radio, it's done.
So don't steal it unless you've got a lot of money for Vince to sue.
Yes, that's really, right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's the point? Nobody gets anything.
Troubles come and they go, baby, don't you know? They're fighting all over the world. That's the way it is in this world. Now when you think about your lover, hold them closer than the others. Remember one thing, don't fight, do what's right. Yeah. Now take it easy.
Take it easy.
Now take it easy.
Take it easy.
Now take it easy.
Take it easy.
Or any way you can. Now mothers and fathers all over the world, raising those little boys and little girls. Teach them not to fight, do what's right in this world. Now you can say what you want to say, but that's the way it is today. You gotta hold on tight, do what's right. Anyway, now take it easy. Now take it easy. Now take it easy. Or any way you can.
Y'all don't steal that. No. Don't steal that one.
Steal if you want to.
You better have a big pile of money.
You steal that if you want to. I'm coming to get you.
It's a good song. That may be a hit.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. When you hoping to release this record, you know?
I'm going to try to get it done by the mid part of the year so we can have it out by the last of the year. So yeah. It's going to be some more stuff that's going on it. I've got some things in the works that I want to do that are more jazzier than blues. So
yeah.
So I'm working on it now.
I'm meeting a lot of artists that are wanting to do that now. They're releasing blues records that have not as many blues tunes on it. You know. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm originally from Chicago.
Yeah.
And I come from a jazz background because of my father and my mom and my oldest brother, which is in Chicago, Carlos Johnson. I gotta call his name because if I don't, if somebody hears, they'll be like, "You don't tell your brother's name." And I'll get phone calls. And, "You don't tell your brother's name." Carlos Johnson is my brother in Chicago, and so we got that jazzy thing in the background for what we do.
Yeah.
And for a long time, you've seen me play with my big band.
Yeah.
The horn players and all.
Yeah.
That was the thing that I did, you know, put that jazz in there. So, you know, that Chicago blues, Chicago Memphis or Chicago Mississippi blues, Delta blues. So,
yeah, well, Chicago blues has a lot of jazz in it anyway.
Yes,
it's very heavily influenced by it.
In fact, I was sitting with a guy, well, my oldest brother Carlos, but other guys also, like Billy Branch. And the jazz is more in, is more in, the music is more infused with jazz. You know, it's got that jazz in it. Come hit him in his jaw. That's my brother. Come hit him in his
jaw. We go to the break. You can beat his ass.
I'm going to beat his butt.
Hey, Rick, I thought you was on my side, brother.
I am. I'm going to sit here and watch your ass get beat. That's what I 160 countries are just watching you over there making faces over there. Just
ever. Can't nobody see this stuff, so I'm like.
What are you talking about? There's a camera right there. There's another one over there.
Australia's watching right now. Australia's watching right now.
Australia, man. Lord have mercy.
That's on the CD now. That one there. Do that one whenever y'all ready for us.
What? Well, let's go ahead. We got a little time here. Let's do that, and then we'll take a break. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this one.
Yeah. Let's do it.
It's called "It's Over Now." Take you back a ways, baby. You don't know me. You don't even know who I am. You packed your bags and now you wanna leave. You say this time, baby, girl, you want to be free. I cried my last cry last night, baby.
Last night, baby,
I shed in my last. I'm gonna get rid of all my fears. It's over now.
It's over now.
It's over now.
It's over now.
Baby, it's over now. I said everything I could say. Done everything I can do, but this time when you leave, girl, I'm gonna leave it up to you. See, I cried my last cry last night, baby.
Last night, baby,
I shed in my last tear.
Shed in my last tear.
This time when you leave, girl, I'm gonna get rid of all my fears. It's over now. It's over now.
It's over now.
It's over now. Can't go on like this. You moved on and I moved on.
What you talking about?
You got somebody else.
All I got is you.
I saw you walking down the street with him.
I was just crossing the street.
You were holding his hand.
I had to meet somebody else.
Y'all walked into the hotel.
Had to check my cousin in.
Day I walked into the club.
Yes.
Y'all sat in the back, in the corner.
Uh-huh.
In the dark.
I was just watching you, baby.
But you were kissing him like he was your baby daddy.
He was my cousin's girlfriend, best cousin on the other side of my grandmama cousin. Somebody else that I didn't know, but then they right just right there with me anyway. You know what I'm talking about?
You lying. Let me get back to this, baby. Come on. I cried my last cry last night.
Last night, baby.
Shedding my last tear.
Shedding my last tear.
This time when you leave, girl, I'm gonna get rid of all my fears. It's over now. It's over now. It's over now.
You know, if you listen real carefully, you can hear panties dropping all across North America right now. That's some serious stuff there, man. That's some serious. That's beautiful.
That's what that was.
Yeah. That's exactly what. That's panty dropping music. Alan coming in making sure it's working now.
We are what they'd say, balls deep in 2018.
Basically, yes. Yes, yes, we are. Balls deep in it. Yeah, you are. You know, but I get the stink eye from Alan over there tonight. Alan does that so well. Vince Johnson, the Plantation All-Stars in the studio tonight, having some fun here this evening. We've been playing some tunes and making some trouble if we can. You're looking across the room there, Vince, as though you're thinking.
I don't do that anymore.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Quit thinking in 1991. What
happens every time you think, don't it?
Something catches fire. What did we say we're going to do about it?
Seen a whole lot of things. People from all around the world come and see me, but sometimes it don't mean a thing. I play the blues, can't you see?
Can't you see it?
I play the blues, can't you see?
Can't you see it?
It ain't nobody in this whole wide world, no. Take this blues from me. They can't take this blues from me. My woman says she loves me, but she don't. I tried everything I can. Saw the little girl just the other day, walking down the street holding hands with another man. I play the blues, can't you see?
Can't you see it?
I play the blues, can't you see?
Can't you see it?
Ain't nobody in this whole wide world, no.
Oh, my world.
Ain't nobody in this whole wide world can take this blues from me. No, no, they can't take this blues from me. Come on, Chris. Everything I can. Saw the little girl just the other day, walking down the street holding hands with another man. I play the blues, can't you see? I play the blues, can't you see? Ain't nobody in this whole wide world, no. Can take this blues from me, no. Nobody can take this blues from me.
Sir. Right on. I love that groove, man.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's a serious groove. Right on. I heard while we were when we were taking a break that you had spent a little bit of time with Herbie Hancock.
Yes, I did. It's been a while.
When was that?
Oh God,
1980. Yeah,
in the 80s,
81. Yeah. What was that?
Pre-Rocket, like.
Yeah, pre-Rocket.
Like,
yeah.
Chameleon, or.
Yeah, Chameleon was out there then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but pre-Rocket, yeah.
Man. Yeah, that must have been quite the experience. Yeah. Great. He's an interesting dude.
Herbie's one of my.
Because see, my dad played piano. Yeah.
Really?
My dad played piano and played behind people like Miles Davis. And
so, really?
So I got to meet all these people. You know, Miles Davis, Ray Charles, Herbie Hancock.
Yeah.
Young man by the name of Lucky Peterson.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Meet all them people. He did. He met some of them, too.
He didn't run them off.
Man, Herbie's always been one of my musical heroes.
The,
yeah,
at
Herbie's
that
great.
Time, we used to keep him in the attic.
Oh,
I understood too that Miles Davis was another very interesting cat.
He was so cool. He was very.
He wasn't like out there. He was very grounded, wasn't he?
He was so laid back.
Yeah.
He was. If he was here, he'd be sitting over here right in his chair, laid back, just like cool.
Cool.
Just having a good time.
That's Miles.
That was Miles. He come to the house on Sunday afternoon, just sit there. My mom cooked. Machine, what you got to eat? Chicken. Okay, good. And you just sit there.
But you put a horn in his hand and you got him on stage. And
he
just
was a totally different person.
That's something just would click in there.
It was just like night and day. When he put a horn in his hand, he was a different person.
Yeah.
He was a great man. Great man. Love him to death. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so you managed to rub shoulders with quite a few of the luminaries out there. I guess it had to have shaped you as a musician too.
I just be me. That's all. You know, cause yeah. If you look at everybody that you've been around, you know, like great people, you know, many of us have met B.B. King up and down Bill Street. Albert King, you know, and you know, we just lost a good friend, Mr. Preston Shannon.
Preston Shannon, right. Yeah. And
then we had B.B. King and Ruby Wilson, you know, Rudy Williams, you know.
Yeah.
All these people, to me, were the same. They were just people, you know.
Yeah.
How great you were, you know, how great you are. You're just people, you know. Like we were talking just a minute ago about some of the people that came into the club where we played. You know, David Getz, Dave Justice, Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
And hung out with us, and for a few minutes anyway. You know, and so it's like you meet these people, and people just go, "Oh, it's him." I'm like,
"Right,
it's him."
Yeah,
you know. So, and he's a great guy, but not taking anything away from what he does.
Sure,
it's just another person. You know,
he's just another guy.
Shoes on, just like me.
Yeah,
you know.
Were there any artists that were like heroes to you, like when you know the influences when you were younger, the ones you thought you know you wanted to be that guy when you grow up, or
vocally, Mahalia Jackson.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That woman sang, and no matter what she sang, she could sing Mary Had a Little Lamb, and it sounds so great.
Yeah.
You know, and Ray Charles, because he could take any song and turn it into what he wanted it to be.
Oh, my God, yeah. He took all those gospel classics and turned them into rock and roll.
Yeah,
and,
he could take anything he wanted and turn it into what he wanted it to be, you know. And then he sang all the parts.
Yeah.
He could sing four-part harmonies.
Yeah.
One part at a time. And you were like, how did he do that? But he could do it, you know.
Yeah,
I loved his vocals. You know, musician wise, you know, James Cotton, you know, Junior Wells.
Yeah,
people like Buddy Guy influenced me. You know.
The influence of Beale Street too on you, because you've played down there for so long. You've been part of that scene. And I remember, I'll never forget that one of the conversations you and I had down there. I said, man, you must have seen a bunch of bands come through here. And you went, I've seen them come and I've seen them go.
I've seen a whole lot of them come and go. A lot of bands that have been put together, and then later on you see they're somewhere else.
Yeah.
Different people everywhere else.
All scattered around. And so, you know, yeah.
Who were some of your favorite bands, man?
Some of my favorite bands? Oh, my God. There was a band, when Ruby Wilson was living, she had the King Bees.
Right.
I loved them because they were, because first of all, they were friends of mine, but they were so good. And the young man that played drums for them for a while was a guy by the name of Lloyd Anderson.
Uh-huh.
Great artist, great drummer. And now he's a pastor at a church. But he still comes down every now and then to see what's going on. And in fact, he, when Ruby passed, he was a guy that overseen the service. Lloyd Anderson, great friend.
Wow.
There was a guy on Beale Street by the name of Big T.
Yes.
Big T had a band. Then it was
Big T and the Family, wasn't it?
Big T and the Family. And then it was I can't think of his name now. They had the Nephews. What was his name? Can't think of his name. I'll think of it in a minute, but
yeah.
But he had a great band. A lot of those bands, the Tabar,
wasn't it?
Tabar Family.
Yeah.
That played up at the Handy House.
Yeah.
Had Lil Momo playing drums. At that time, Lil Momo was about this big. He's older than you now, but he's about like this. 4 years old playing drums, and he could play okay? But the whole family were musicians, and they played. There was the father would play trumpet and keys, the mother played guitar or something like that. It was cool.
Wow.
Those people influenced you because they did what they did, had fun with it.
Wow. That is, oh, that's, yeah, and over the years, like they said, you've seen them come and go, and that street just has a litany of musicians over the years that have been either really, really good or not so much.
I don't know if you know Charlie Wood. Charlie Wood played down at King's Palace. Charlie Wood. He played at King's Palace.
Yeah.
Keyboard player, jazz.
Yeah, because there was a lot of jazz that was down on Beale at one point.
Used to be.
Yeah.
There used to be a club on Beale Street called Blue Indigo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which was right across where the pig is now.
Right.
But it used to be called Blue Indigo. And that's what jazz was. Then up the street was Crawdads. Uh-huh. Which is Black Diamond area or Tater Reds now. And I used to go in there because they had sawdust on the floor. You know, and just kick back, you know. I go to Blue Indigo on Sunday. They had the jazz band in there that was really great. I used to go, I can't remember their name, but they was in there.
Yeah.
And then at Blue Indigo, I mean at Crawdads, I used to go see Reba Russell.
Right.
I used to go see her there. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We had Sean Badapple in here last week, and we were talking, you know. He was about just how long he'd played at 152, and I was, it's amazing how much that street has changed. Yeah. I mean, I remember, what is this, 2018?
Yeah.
So 15, 16 years ago, when you go to 152, and there's a line to go upstairs, because everyone to go up there and dance, get their shake on. I was dating a girl outside, I said, we're going to Beale Street, like, fucking cool, I love Beale Street. And then we'd be waiting that line, and I'd be hearing Preston Shannon playing over the ground floor, or all the music going, why are we going to this place, man?
Yeah, let's go over there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I want to get laid tonight, so I guess I'm going
to dance. That's Beale.
But put it on Preston. Yeah, but before that, the jazz was, man, when I was coming up, that was, you know.
That was a thing,
It was huge.
But also back in the day, in where Handy Park is, when before the buildings were there and the statues moved over in that area, it was more set up for concerts. In fact, we used to do our New Year's Eve there.
Yeah.
Right there on that, it was used to be a stage there. And the ground, and it went down like this. And it was
a bowl.
Like Coliseum seating.
Yeah.
But there was a stage there right there at the corner where the gift shop is.
Yeah.
That was the stage. So it was geared up for music. You know, we had big bands and small bands played in that area, and it used to be like a festival every weekend. You know, you had the hot dog salesman, corn dog salesman, funnel cake salesman. Mm-hmm. You had all those little booths down there on the weekend. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was like a bazaar of some sort. Yeah, it was always
it's
something.
Changed so much.
It has. It's not like Disneyland for adults. You pick the right girl, you're going on for a ride. Speaking of which, before we grab a break here, how about another tune from you guys? Okay.
What does it feel like? Okay. Me no more. Hey. Y'all ready? I ain't worried about them.
No, you just go.
She's just as mean as she can be.
That little girl is just as mean as she can be. Oh, I love that little girl of mine, 'cause she loves the hell out of me. She loves the hell out of me. Well, early in the morning, just about the break of day, you can hear all the birds singing. That girl is mean anyway. I got a mean old woman. She's just as mean as she can be. Cause she loves the hell out of me. She loves the hell out of me. Well,
play it, man.
To wind it down here a little bit and let these guys get going. I almost lost Chris a while ago. He was already packing up. Well, that's
yeah,
it. Done.
Yeah. That first
I'm like, where are you going? This thing goes to 11, you know, like the amp. Speaking of amps, he's playing through a 35-watt amp that is not much. It's smaller than that 12-pack of beer.
What is it? All right, so what's the brand on that amp, Mark? Do you know? We'll give him a free plug. Yeah, hell with it.
CT Amplifiers.
CT Amplifiers.
ZT. Yeah.
That's the junior.
It's a killer little
it sounds awesome.
The main lunchbox is 50 watts.
So they had to make them up to 50 then for a lunchbox. Wow.
He's got a 6-inch speaker.
That's all you need.
ZTAmplifiers.com, the loudest little amplifiers on earth.
Well, there you go.
But it is great.
It sounds well. You don't need to be schlepping around all those big cabinets and stuff anymore.
It goes back to that whole talk we had last week about technology and how it impacts like the production of musical equipment.
Yes,
you know, music is one of those weird oddities where everybody wants the classic stuff. You know, like nobody wants the 1976 car anymore because it's gas hog. But I'd take a 1976 Fender Stratocaster any day of the damn week. Or you know, an older drum kit, Ludwig concert kits and stuff like that. So John Apple had this Gibson Les Paul with the auto tuners and like the computer built into it, where, it tunes itself. And wow. It's like some Star Trek level shit right there.
He said he blew one of the tuners out. He had he broke a string and he reached into his case and he grabbed one. It was a heavier gauge string than that thing was designed to deal with.
Yeah.
And when it went to go tune it, it stripped the motor out because it couldn't pull that heavy gauge string through it.
And now they can pack a lot of sound and a little bit
in a little tiny amplifier.
That's crazy.
Well, and still get that good that tube type sound. I mean, because digitally you can recreate all that stuff.
See, back in the day when they had those playing guitars and didn't have guitars, they would take fence wire and string it up on the front porch.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Put a screw here, put a screw there, wind it here, wind it there, tighten it up.
And play some slide on it. Yeah.
And play slide on it and play regular chord. Play guitar on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's
on the front porch.
Whatever you got to do to get it going.
Yeah. If it's in you, it's got to come out.
That's right. One of the things that I still marvel about is when you were playing up in Chicago and you were talking about the physical act of going from gig to gig.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you sound like you had a van or a car. You were using mass transit.
Mass transit, yeah.
And hauling amps and drums.
Oh,
and
we put everything on a bus.
That bus driver's going, oh, God.
Carlos and I were together. And it was Carlos, me, and a bunch of other guys. We get on a bus and go from one place to the next because it would drop us two blocks from the place and sometimes right in front of the place. But we would get on the bus, put his amp on the bus, his guitar on the bus, my amp, my guitar, PA system.
When it's 6 degrees outside and snow and wind. Oh, man.
At 2 o'clock in the morning gigs, you know.
And then you'd have to take that stuff home and you'd be up like on a fifth floor walk up or something.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. You want to leave it downstairs.
Oh, my God. Well, how about some more music from you fellas here, okay, since you came all the way tonight?
I'm going to let them choose this one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
not Alan, though.
Yeah, not Alan. That's why he just sat down, yeah.
Yeah, let Alan choose.
He'd be over here wanting to play some Motorhead.
Who's that talking? It ain't Alan.
But
I hope that wasn't on camera.
Yeah, it was.
You got one?
You got another man.
Yeah, just do that one. You can do that.
Well, that was great.
Nice.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Tip your servers. He found the E.
I think I'm about to get ready to get out of here.
Come on, baby boy.
The hell, Alan?
It's been a long time since I seen you. Girl, it's been a long time since I held you. But I know. Oh, yes, I know. You got another man. We used to walk down the road. Oh, my love was no heavy load. But I know. Oh, yes, I know. You've got another man. So why can't I see, girl, you don't belong to me? Oh, I guess I'll go on loving you anyway. And when I see you walking with him, girl, I know. We can only be friends. We used to lay under the stars. I held you close in my arms. But I know. Oh, yes, I know. You got another man. You got another man. Play it right here.
Girl, I know, yes, I know, we can
just lay under the stars.
Under the stars.
I held you close in my arms. But I know, yes, I know, little girl, I know you got another man. Why didn't you tell me, girl? Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes, I know. You've got, baby, you got, little girl, I know that you got another man.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah, that's nice. That's classic Vince right there, see? Yeah, you get down on Beale Street, and that's where that's happening. Speaking of which, what nights are you working down there?
Right now, every Wednesday night at Rum Boogie, and every Friday and Saturday at Blues Hall, which is right next door to Rum Boogie, from 4 to 8.
Great room.
And Sunday, 3 to 7, so there you go.
There you go. Well, man, I appreciate you taking the time to come down tonight.
Anytime. Yeah.
We love having you guys.
Always a pleasure having this you guys down here.
We got a little bit more time. We can work a show closer in there if you want.
Okay, let's see what we got.
Yeah, you want to just tear it up, light it up? Oh, now Alan stands up.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Say what?
Come on, baby. Let's go. Oof. Listen. Walking with my baby, got great big old feet. Long leg, lagging in my seat, but she's my baby. Love her just the same. Well, crazy about my baby, Caledonia is her name. Hey, Caledonia, Caledonia. What makes your big head so hard? Well, I love you. Love you just the same. Well, I'm crazy about my baby. Caledonia is her name. Come on, Chris. Alan Johnson on the bass. Baby got great big old feet and a long little
but she's my baby. Love her just the same. Well, I'm crazy about my baby. Caledonia is her name.
Yeah. That's it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. Awesome.
Thank you.
Vince Johnson and the Plantation All-Stars here in our studios once again.
I feel like I should be tabbing out the waitress right now.
Yeah, you should be. Hey, where's my check, please?
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Our good friend, Miss Liz Kenmark, is here. Hello, Liz. How are you doing?
Hello, Rick. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I heard the food is really, really good.
It was really good food, although both of us did end up having stomach issues. It tasted good.
So was it the food or the water?
It seemed like it was the water. Yeah, that was...
bottled water, honey. Bottled water.
We only drank bottled water, but I got sick first, and I had been using tap water to brush my teeth.
Ah, there it is.
So that...
Yeah, you got it. You got to stick with the bottled water.
I didn't pay enough attention for that one. So, yeah. Then we were joking, because we did 3 days in Havana in the Airbnb, and then we did 2 days at this resort that was all-inclusive and beautiful and, like, really quite inexpensive for what it was.
Sure.
And we were sharing a bed and a room and everything, and we both got sick, and we were like, well, now we're, like, great friends.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Yeah, buddy, there it is. You heard what's coming up. The Bendy Beast. I went to her show,
the one that we talked about in this thing, and it was fun. It was big fun. And I think we're going to be working together on a couple of things. She may have me MC one of these shows, which will be kind of fun. I have to tell you how all that goes too. As we go along there, so my thanks to Vince Johnson and all the boys in the Plantation All Stars. It was a great time there in the studio. Also, my thanks to Mr. Mark Caldwell, our producer, making things happen for us there at Radio Memphis here on the Booze and Blues, and of course my co-host Jeff Janovitz in the seat as well. Mona and Steve were in the room. It was a big time. So we got more fun too coming. So I appreciate you tuning in, being a part of it. Thank you. Tell a friend, share the show, tell everybody you know. That kind of rhymed, didn't it? About this this program, and help me out if you would, please. That'd be big. The more listeners, the better everybody is, right? So I got to run. We'll see you next time. Until then, take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and for God's sake, everybody, stop shooting each other. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.